After the recording that Keith and Gail did with Glenys Webster about Methodism in Walsden that we played to you last month, Glenys went on to tell Keith and Gail about her Uncle Eric. And we're going to bring you that part of the interview now.
Uncle Eric.
Yeah, who was my mum's brother-in-law, Auntie Sarah's husband. And because they had a milk round, he had to go on holiday on his own because they did the milk round every day except Christmas Day. So Auntie Sarah and the kids used to come on holiday with us, and Uncle Eric used to go on his own. And he went to the Isle of Man one year, and he came back. He was absolutely disgusted. There were people on the Isle of Man that had gone on their holidays in their overalls. And we said, what do you mean their overalls? And when we got to the bottom of it, they were wearing jeans, which to him were overalls. And he must have told this tale every week for, you know, about these people going on their holidays in their overalls.
Uncle Eric sounded a bit of a character.
Uncle Eric was a character. He kept pigs, kept hens. So there were hens out the back, pigs were across the road. But I think one of his, well, the thing that we remember was him setting fire to his own hair, which he did in those days. Christmas trees, there were no electric lights because, of course, they didn't have electricity. So they had a candle, a proper a little candle, like a birthday candle, in a holder. And these were clipped on to the Christmas tree. And he decided they would have some cotton wool on the Christmas tree as snow. Well, one of the candles lit some of the cotton wool. So he went to try and pat it out, which was having no good. So he was trying to spit on it, and he leaned in, and it set his hair on fire at the front and his eyebrows. So in the end, Auntie Sarah had to come to the rescue. His favourite thing was he wore reading glasses, and he'd be going around saying, where are my glasses? And we'd all be laughing, where the hell have I put my glasses? And he'd be searching high and low, have you seen my glasses? Have you seen my glasses? And we'd all be laughing because they'd be up on his head like this, where he'd push them up and forgotten, you know, and eventually he used to twig and, oh, why didn't you tell me? And, you know. Right. Bonfire night was always a fairly big thing in Shulver. It was held on the village green, and everybody used to gather round and help. We used to build it, and the adults actually used to stand guard on it, so the lads from Moorside didn't come and either pinch the wood or set fire to it before bonfire night. But the kids, some of the older kids, decided they were it would be fun to put bangers through people's letterboxes. Me and my younger cousin weren't involved in this. It was they were older than us. And Uncle Eric said, oh, no, you're doing it wrong. So, and there was this chap in the village who was very poor and lived in very poor circumstances. I've forgotten now his name. But anyway, so Uncle Eric decided it would be good fun to put a banger with the kids, a banger through his letterbox, and he was just putting it through, and it went off in his hand. So the guy whose house it was came over. Had it not been Uncle Eric, he would have given him a pasting, as they called it in those days. But he said it was enough that he'd burnt his hand.
Right. Excellent, really. Right. Good, Glenys. Thank you very much.
Yeah.